Section 3. Water for Peace Presentation. You will hear three university students discussing their presentation on an organisation called Water for Peace. Before you listen, you have 30 seconds to read questions 21 to 25.
So, how are we going to do this? Shall I go first, or you, Kathy?
It might be better if I start the presentation, Beatrice, since I used to live in the Middle East.
Did you? Whereabouts?
In Jordan, where Water for Peace was set up. I've got quite a few photos we could use.
What are they of?
The ancient city of Petra, camels, and me at the Dead Sea.
I don't think they relate to our topic.
I do have some from a village where women still draw their water from a well. In the countryside, this is a common phenomenon. In fact, our concept of a constant supply of clean piped water is unheard of in many parts of Jordan or Palestine. If people don't get water from a well, they might have it trucked in by large tanker, which is expensive as well as inconvenient.
And I've got photos off the WFP website of the director, Mr. Kusa, and a map of the region. The map shows all the towns and villages involved in this water-saving project.
That sounds better.
Antonio, did you find any pictures of people from Jordan, Israel, and Palestine attending WFP workshops together?
Unfortunately, no.
In my opinion, that's what this project's about. Improving cross-border relations. I mean, where the population is so dense and where there's been such a long history of conflict, it's terrific that people are now coming together to learn from each other about ways to save water, as well as ways to distribute it more equitably.
I agree. I find WFP very inspiring.
What's the focus of our presentation?
To describe the research we've done?
I think it's to analyse our research or reach a conclusion.
That's how I feel as well. I mean, we can summarise all the information we've collected, but we need to synthesise it. At master's level, we're expected to be analytical.